This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health time once again for our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Fabulous place. That part of Florida is a neat place because it's kind of like Pleasantville. There's no real water around, but it's a pleasant, sweet community. People come from all over the state, all over the country, as a matter of fact, all over the world to see Ken. And you can arrange that kind of a visit, too, if you'd like, by simply calling his office at 352-735-1400. He's here to go through a lot of the things that he's researched this week. As is usually the case, the COVID thing becomes our number one, but I promise you we'll get to other things this week. But we had a conversation, Ken, about vaccines. You updated what we know. I'd like to go through that for this audience, if we can, for a minute. We all know that Pfizer has finished their final vaccine trial. It's 95% effective, and that brings us around to these vaccines and how they're being made, and why, if this can be done this quickly now, could it not be done in the past, these antiviral vaccines?
Well, let's start from the end of your questions and unpack what you've asked. Can I give you a little quiz?
Please.
Put you on the spot?
Yeah, that's fine.
Prior to trying to come up with a COVID-19 vaccine, what do you think the record time is for coming up with a new viral vaccine? How long has it taken in the past, the shortest time, to ever come up with a vaccine effective against a virus?
4 years.
That's close. That's pretty impressive. It's actually 5 years.
5 years. Okay.
5 years was the quickest time medical scientists in the world have ever come up with a new antiviral vaccine, and it was for Ebola.
So what about SARS? How long did it take to come up? SARS is a COVID. This officially is called SARS COVID, right? That's what this particular
SARS
virus.
Burnt out really before we ever came up with a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that in fact this is burning out, and
no,
we don't need a vaccine?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
What's happening is it's becoming less deadly,
right?
But the number of people getting infected is increasing. And
how does it square with the number of people being infected with a regular flu so far this year? Do you know?
Well, we haven't seen much flu yet, and that's the big concern. As we are only beginning the flu season, you know, what's going to happen in terms of bed availability? Because each year, unfortunately, very sadly, perhaps 30 million Americans will pass from the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But we you don't yet know how they're going to combine, and hopefully everybody's getting their flu vaccines, and hopefully we'll have a mild, if we follow Australia in the southern hemisphere, which often is how we can predict how our flu season will be. It was a mild flu season, and we think because of wearing masks, social distancing, there might be less flu, and that seems reasonable to me. But there seems to be more cases of COVID-19 increasing. The number of people dying is not increasing in terms of...
It's going down.
There still are people, unfortunately.
Give me a second.
Yeah. Any death is horrible. But, you know, Florida is a good example of how the cases are going up, but the deaths are not. We have treatments now. We know better how to deal with it, but that still doesn't mean that we shouldn't, until we get the vaccine. You know, I still think we do need to wear masks. We do need to social distance.
You see that study out of Denmark that says masks don't do any good? pretty outrageous, I thought, but
it's there's mixed data. There's one study shows it is helpful. There's one study that shows it isn't. My own feeling is that I do think they help. But the key with a mask is you need at least a 3 or 4 ply mask, and you need to wear it properly. I see so many people walking around wearing a mask and having their nose not covered, and most of the virus gets in through the nose. So you have to cover your nose. So a lot of it has to do with what kind of mask you're wearing, how effectively, properly people are wearing the mask. So it's complicated to study. But anyway, my own feeling is, and there's studies on both sides that it does help. And I'll let you know, right now, until I get my vaccine, when I'm out and unable to socially distance, I'm wearing a mask.
Yep, me too.
I'm in the gym, I'm in the grocery store, I'm wearing a mask.
Yep,
so,
me
but
too.
But anyway, so let's you. I'm going to give you almost full credit for the answer to the question, because that is really good that you knew it was 4 months. But 5 years.
I was going to say 4 to 5 years. Actually, was in my head.
Well, that's a good answer, because most people have, you know, after what we have done with COVID-19, in less than a year, we have come up with what looks like a safe and effective vaccine in two companies. And part of what I think it is, it's remarkable, this new technology. And I'm not being dramatic, but when I describe this, I truly get tingles up my spine describing this, because it sounds like something out of science fiction, out of the future. When you think about
high school science fair. Look at this. Wow.
No, this is going to win a Nobel Prize.
Are they the same? Is the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine the same?
They're not the same, but they're using the same technology.
Wouldn't it have been wonderful if they'd gotten together and they maybe could have come up with something even quicker? Instead of all going off on their own.
I think competition makes people work harder and quicker.
Okay.
So I think it was good that they weren't working. I think it was good they were working separately, you know, and competing. Oh my gosh, they're in a race. So this moves them a little bit of competition. Don't you think it's good?
Yeah, I think it's the American way anyway.
Let me describe when we get a chance what the new technology is, because it's, you really have to understand this, because it's really, it's amazing.
All right, we'll find out how this is going to work in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast every week with Ken. It's at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As the virus continues, it'll be going through the fall and the winter, overlapping with flu season. We have a question about whether it's too late to get a flu shot or not. Dr. Eduardo Sanchez from the American Heart Association, he's the chief medical officer for prevention there, says getting a flu shot is more important, in fact, than ever.
The flu is serious and can even cause death. If you get the flu right now, you may need to be hospitalized in an already overwhelmed healthcare system. Get your flu shot and stay out of the hospital due to the flu.
It is important for everyone to get a flu vaccine, but especially important for seniors, children, pregnant women, and people with underlying risk factors such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes.
The flu vaccine is safe and effective, and you can get it at places that are taking extra safety measures, like your doctor's office, pharmacy, or even community pop-up centers. As with COVID-19, wearing a mask, washing your hands often, and social distancing helps to prevent the spread of the flu.
For more, go to heart.org/flu prevention.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with an overview of the virus. Well, actually, the vaccine. People are talking now, and that seems to be the focal point. That's good. How is it that it works, though? There are questions about it. People say, oh, I was going to go into this thing, and they're going to stick other things into my body. So what would you suggest people think when it comes to the vaccines, plural? How do they work? How are they going to prevent this continuing problem?
Let's go over a little bit of the history of making vaccines. So I think that helps to everybody to understand the difference and how this is made. Because in the past, we had several options to make a viral vaccine. We could take a fraction of the viral parts to generate an immune system. Other vaccine used a live or weakened form of the virus. And this is how the virus antiviral vaccines in the past, the measles, the polio that we all have taken throughout our lives. This is how the flu vaccine each year is made. But rev yourself up to this year. What these two companies, Moderna in your backyard and Pfizer, what they have done is, and this is going to become part of our regular dialogue, like social distancing, facial masks, is going to be mRNA vaccines. M as in Mary, RNA. And we all remember from our high school biology, DNA. This is where the genetic makeup of the body, the genetic blueprint vault is kept within us. Now, in order for the body to make proteins, the DNA, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but the DNA is then made into mRNA, messenger RNA, and that's the actual working blueprint. It's like keeping the real blueprint in the vault in the bank, and then you want to bring some blueprint out to the site where the house is being made. So you make a copy of the DNA, and that's what the messenger RNA is. It's a copy of the DNA that's actually used in the protein-making factories of the body. And what this vaccine does is it injects you with messenger RNA. And this messenger RNA arrives in the protein-making factories of your body, of my body, anyone who gets the vaccine. But this messenger RNA is making a protein that is a viral protein, not a human protein. It's the protein of the virus that holds on, that attaches to the human body. And so your body, don't worry, you're not going to get a third eye, is making a viral protein, and then this viral protein in huge concentration stimulates our own immune system to make killer antibody, and then when the virus comes into the body, it makes even more, and the virus can't attach and is cleared from the body.
So you're convinced, we'll talk about this a little bit more, that this is all going to be safe. It'll be interesting to figure out what some of the requirements are. What happens next, basically, is the question most people have. We'll get to that with Dr. Ken in just a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Mount Dura, his clinic, Lake Cardiology down there, a great place to go, have some fun in the sun, although there are a lot of people who don't want to travel yet. So, you want to do the telemedicine route? You got questions? Ken's got answers, and he'll take his time with you. Find him at 352-735-1400. We're talking about how the vaccine works, as a matter of principle anyway. So now that we've got these two, what happens next? You're in line. You'll probably get your shot in a couple of weeks, right?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. And your staff, everybody there?
I hope so.
What happens if people come through the door and say to Ken, you got a shot. I want one, too.
Well, it will be when my turn comes. There's going to be a committee of the FDA and CDC that is going to come up with a priority system, and it'll be based on how much at risk you are of getting this and how much at risk you are of dying from it.
Why do you need a committee for that? Again, the doctors on the first line and nurses and people who work on their staffs and people in hospitals. What do you need a committee to figure that out for?
So that no one comes through the door complaining, why did one person get it and not get it? So there's going to be a committee that will of CDC and FDA people that will come up, meet, and will write this down so it's in writing, and you'll be able to see the priority list, and you'll be able to find for yourself where you are in that list.
All right. So that's what's up next. Will there be more vaccines beside the Pfizer and the Moderna?
Doug, there are other vaccines coming. There are other companies working on their own vaccine. And these vaccines use the older technology. The one that looks the most interesting is Johnson & Johnson. That's looking like it's going to be just a one-time vaccine. Initially, Moderna and Pfizer, who use the mRNA technology, we know that you're going to need two vaccines, two shots. With the Pfizer one, it's after the third week. With Moderna, it's after the fourth week. And we don't yet know how long those initial injections will last. Will we need a booster the next year like we do with other vaccines, like the flu changes? We have to get a new flu shot each year. We just don't yet know the answers to those questions. And we're going to learn learn along the way how long the immunity is with the first two injections. But with the non-mRNA, the classical technology, especially Johnson & Johnson, it's looking like probably that will only require one injection, but we don't know whether we're going to have this 95% effectiveness that we're getting with the mRNA vaccines. Other companies working on new vaccines with traditional technology include AstraZeneca and Novavax, and I think each one of those companies, come the springtime, will start showing their vaccine. We'll see how effective they are, but they're not going to be available for at least till the spring. So right now, those of us who need a vaccine, those who are on the front lines, and I would include not only medical people, people who work in the grocery store, people who work in pharmacies. There are a lot of people besides medical people who are really on the front lines, and those who are elderly, have chronic illness, obesity, diabetes, immune system problems, all need this, can't wait. We know there are long-term effects to corona. Important to get vaccinated.
All right. So we've got the vaccine covered. Let's talk about, in the next half hour, we'll start by a focus on these tests and whether we got the vaccine or we still need to be tested. I'm thinking the answer is probably yes. Let's see what Ken has to say about the first in-home tests for the COVID. That's up in the next half hour, along with lots of other things that Ken has gone through in terms of figuring out the latest news from the medical world. I'm Doug Steffen.
Today, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going vegan, vegetarian, occasional steakitarian. No, keto. What's the one where you only eat fruit? What about quinoa? Quinoa. Is that healthy? Sounds healthy. Being healthy looks different for everyone, but we can all agree that when you put the right things in your body, you feel your best. That's why Bulletproof makes clean coffee, snacks, and supplements with only the best ingredients. Like new Bulletproof chocolate-dipped collagen bars, available in delicious flavors like double chocolate, vanilla, and coconut. Or new Bulletproof cold brew latte, made with collagen protein and MCT oil for sustained energy, all with no added sugar, gluten, soy, or artificial fillers. This is food that makes you feel great. And at the end of the day, that's what being healthy is all about. Learn more and save 15% with code RADIO15 at Bulletproof.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Searches last week uncovered the skeletal remains of three people on two properties near Los Sauces, a tiny community 200 miles south of Denver, Colorado. After their discovery, a manhunt was issued for Andre Jordan Barros, a.k.a. Psycho. He was captured Thursday without incident in Gallup, New Mexico. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said lawmakers should redirect unspent stimulus funding to infuse the economy as America waits for the coronavirus vaccines. The $580 billion funds that have already been appropriated wouldn't cost taxpayers an additional penny, Mnuchin said Thursday. Earlier in the day, Mnuchin requested the return of unused funds from the Fed's Emergency Pandemic Lending Program. That action triggered pushback from the central bank, which said the program served a vital role. The Fed said in a statement it would prefer that the full suite of emergency facilities facilities established during the coronavirus pandemic continue to serve their important role. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Peanuts Holiday Specials will be on television this year, after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts Holiday Specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after the Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas has been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference each had two conference matchups postponed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen and all of you. The focus on COVID still, although a different focus. I think one of the key things about COVID is a different impact across the country. And it's also, there's an impact differently in different demographic groups. People that have college education generally haven't seen as much impact on either getting it or surviving it, that sort of thing. I thought that was kind of interesting. The hardest hit states, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, New Mexico. So there's not that the educational quotient there. I thought that was interesting, that people less educated, and it may be that those people are at risk because they just don't do what everybody suggested.
I think it's just a matter of timing. This virus seems to hit and run. And really, it started first in California and New York and Washington State. So it hits, it wipes out the vulnerable, and then it moves along. So I think that actually where we are now are the places that didn't get the hit and run yet, and then we all wonder whether there's going to be a second wave coming. But I think that's what's really happened. And interestingly, the average age of death in America, I've asked you that before, is 78, and the average age of death from coronavirus 19 is is 78. So it really, unfortunately, no death is good, but it gets the vulnerable people at its location and then seems to move on.
Right. Okay, what about testing? Now, we've talked about vaccines and impact and all that, and the fact that it is nowhere near as deadly as it was, that is the COVID, but people are still eager to get tested or to have a test. So what about the whether you're in your car, you go someplace, you do it at home, what's the deal?
Testing is good, but the news about testing, and if you were one of the early testers, you know, back in the summer or spring, you know, you got this swab up your nose and you felt like you were getting a brain biopsy.
Right, yeah.
And we've come a long way from that. So far have we come so long from there is that currently we now, at least in the schools where I am, we're using spit tests. And what the news this morning is that the FDA has authorized the first at-home COVID-19 test this week. And that's very exciting. You do need a prescription from your doctor, but now there's a test. It has everything there in like 15 minutes. You can tell yourself whether you have COVID-19 or not. Very exciting.
Very exciting. All right, so there you go. Now, the immunity factor here, once you have it, is it going to be affected by getting shots? Once you have it, are you going to be able to forget about it? Or is there, you know, some time period? You know, I can hear people saying, I've had it, I'm immune, I don't need a shot. How do you react to that?
Well, I react to that that nobody really knows, because anyone who says they know, they don't, because this is a new disease. And we are learning about immunity just as the time goes on. The first case in America only occurred early on in the beginning of this year, 2020. And we're studying people to see once they're ill, how long they have antibody and how long they have enough antibody to defend themselves from another infection. And what we know, the best we know about durability of immunity came out this week, that it seems like once you're infected, you do have effective immunity for at least 6 months after you recover. So, but how long this will last, stay tuned. We'll keep reporting it because people are being studied who've had the infection to see how long they retain their so-called IgG. That's the killer antibody that the body makes to against this virus that gives you immunity. We're going to have to see how long you have natural immunity after you have the infection and how long you have immunity after you get the vaccine if you've never actually had the infection.
Right. So then, looking at stats, there are 3 million people at the moment, supposedly in our country, who are contagious. And you know what is the definition of being contagious? You have it. What happened? People don't even know they have it sometimes. So
well,
that's why the masks and stuff. Yeah.
Well, the unique trait of this vaccine is that you, as a carrier of it, let's say you've got it somewhere in your nose or in your airway below, you who carry it, before you actually have active illness, the 24 to 48 hours before you're actually coming down with symptoms of the illness is when you are most contagious. And that's the tricky thing about this. The person that you're hugging may feel fine, but may give you COVID-19, because if they have it and they haven't yet come down with symptoms, they're as contagious as they ever will be. So just because somebody feels fine doesn't mean they can't give you COVID-19. And that's the challenge of this virus. And that's why until we get vaccinated, you have to socially distance, you have to wear your mask, and you are putting yourself in jeopardy when you come closer without a mask than 3 feet to anybody, or six feet from anybody without a mask until we get vaccinated, because anyone feeling fine can make you ill with COVID-19.
All right, Ken's a cardiologist. That's his specialty. As we continue here a few moments, Ken's got some ideas through his research that will help reduce the risk for heart failure. That up and coming next year on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Steffen with this encouraging news from Calitrin. If there ever was a time for you to get on a weight loss program the natural way, this is the time. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get the info on this product at toploss.com. You'll get the reviews from people who have been in that list of 86th percentile. That's how many people, in terms of percentages, succeed using Calitrin to lose weight and keep it off. You get the info on the science. You got a counselor who will help you if you need to have some direction or somebody support you while you're going through this. Help yourself to that. All explained also at toploss.com. And then there are various payment options. Right now, there is a Calitrin Thanksgiving sale going on that is fabulous. As we all know, listen, this time of year, we all love to eat. No question about that. And so if you're constantly in the kitchen making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and helping yourself along the way, the team that is your family or people that you're working with all are, I think probably you could get them in. And the deal with Calitrin right now is that you can bring as many people in as you want to lose weight, because this amazing sale going on right now allows you to buy 3, 4, 10, 20, 30, 40, as many as you want at the regular price, and then have an equal number of the product delivered to you as well. So you pay for 10, you get 20. Help out your family, other family members, people that you know at work. That's what I was talking about. All the people in the holiday eating season, the parties, et cetera, even though they'll be somewhat limited, I'm sure, because of COVID. Still, you're going to focus on eating. Starting now, focus on your health as well. Can't, you know, you can have one without the other, but it's better to have them both together. Be responsible, get on the program, and also have some fun. Calitrin, available right now on that special Thanksgiving deal. Buy the capsules, buy the liquid. Go to toploss.com. Enjoy the happy Thanksgiving wishes from the folks at Calitrin. Buy any number and duplicate the order. So three, you get six. I think this is a fabulous way to get everybody that you know, family and friends, involved in a good, positive, non-drug-oriented. It's not going to happen overnight, but they'll get, you get the message, I think, kind of, working with Calitrin. So take yourself there. Toploss.com is the website, the place to order. Use the discount code DJV on checkout. No shipping charges, and you get access to the fabulous Thanksgiving sale. That's Toploss.com on checkout. Use the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Lung cancer claims more lives in the U.S. each year than breast, colon, prostate, and ovarian cancer combined.
Adenocarcinoma, we see more in the periphery of the lung, and the squamous cell, we tend to see more towards the central regions of the lung. And those are the two main types.
Mayo Clinic thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman says one reason lung cancer is so deadly is that by the time symptoms appear, the cancer is usually advanced.
Some of the symptoms are a chronic cough, shortness of breath. If you cough up blood, that's particularly worrisome. Weight loss that you can't explain. And stage 4 lung cancer can manifest with brain symptoms, bone symptoms, systemic symptoms.
Smoking remains a leading cause for lung cancer, but if you can quit, you will reduce your risk for the disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Okay, so there's a study about something that we can do to reduce the risk for heart failure. You're a cardiologist. How does this work?
Yeah, this is real news. This is out of the medical journal Circulation, which is one of the Bible journals that cardiologists read for new research. And the news is that restful sleep may actually reduce the risk for getting heart failure. This is where the heart is so weak or so stiff it can't fill or it can't adequately pump with blood to meet the needs of the body. Very common problem, often deadly over time, usually deadly over time. So getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours of good quality sleep, if you're a snorer and you wake up tired, or if you actually know that you stop breathing while you sleep and have known apnea, please get to a sleep specialist. These can be now be treated adequately, not only with CPAP, which some people find uncomfortable, but with well-fitted dental devices by a dentist who knows how to treat sleep apnea. So getting good quality sleep is so important for keeping your heart healthy, your whole body healthy, but now we know it can help you reduce the risk of getting heart failure.
All right, so here's something else that helps your sleep routine in terms of when you go to bed, do you turn the TV on or not? Or do you have your device with you and you're always looking at that?
Exactly. To help prevent depression, we know that less screen time, especially before going to sleep, get that blue light filter on your screens, and getting adequate sleep will help ease or prevent depression. This is out of BMC Medicine Journal this week. Just make sure you look not only at the duration, but the quality of your sleep.
All right. And there's also stuff that's common sense. Don't eat before you go to bed. There are a lot of foods that you should avoid before you go to bed, right? Eating heavy food, greasy food, that kind of stuff.
A little glass of skim milk.
It's nice, right? Don't have a drink, no alcohol, no coffee, spicy foods. You got to be nuts to do that. Apparently, pizza is not good for you either.
That would not be a good choice right before you hop into bed.
All right. What about the study that indicates prescription opioid use has been linked to a higher risk for depression? Is that something that you would kind of think? It seems like almost common sense. You use this stuff, it's going to make you anxious, depressed, that sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, there's a link in what the cause is. You know, that study that you're quoting wasn't powered to figure it out, but that needs to be looked at, and we need to be real cautious about the use of that group of drugs.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about now, as a cardiologist? I saw something this week about fish oil. It doesn't seem to prevent heart problems. Did you see that study?
I did.
I don't believe a word of it.
I might, because what you're talking about is, we mentioned about a year ago Vascepa, which is quality, high pharmacy grade fish oil. And then there's another product in the same category, and they used a different control to compare. And the question now, and we can talk about this next week, but the question is, in these two studies, was it a fair comparison, and was it actually the control group that caused more heart disease? And that's why the Vascepa looked good.
Yeah, I think there's so many contradictions around now. I saw something about an advice from some doctor, ditch CoQ10 and vitamin C. Come on. Who's going to believe that? But this is what caused confusion, because people don't know what to believe. Upcoming next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Questions for Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The first question is maybe a general or generic question. Why is the virus, the coronavirus, so dangerous, Ken?
It's so dangerous because it's a new virus. We have no immunity against it. And what it does is it, in a small segment, fortunately it's a small group, it overwhelms the immune system. So, you know, you talk about how you have such a wonderful immune system. Mm-hmm. If the immune system overacts, it can actually damage the body. And in a segment of people, a subset, the immune system acts so strongly against this virus and it overreacts and it actually stimulates clotting from head to toe. So you get enormous destruction, especially of lung tissue and other organs. But then you get clotting from head to toe. So you get heart attacks and strokes and clots in the lungs. Horrible, horrible illness for severe COVID-19.
Is it true that the virus has been mutating?
If it has, not a whole lot so far. Because
so why would it be less deadly then, would be a question I'd ask with that.
Several reasons. There is some herd immunity developing. And so the virus has, a virus can't survive on its own. Unlike bacteria, fungus, they can survive on their own. A virus needs a living body, either an animal or a human, to live inside. So as fewer opportunities for the virus occur, it dies. That's why it doesn't kill everybody, because it will die, the virus. And the other thing is that we're getting to know how to treat this better. Therapeutics, especially steroids, have been shown to be effective. and we are learning when to intubate people, when not to. So just our experience how to treat this virus and our options, we now have these monoclonal antibodies that are going to be very effective. That's why fewer people are dying. I don't think it's because the virus has, like Ebola, like some other viruses have, they've changed and become less deadly. Unfortunately, that has not yet occurred. And that's why you're seeing the infection rate increase.
All right. So is there a danger in diseases that don't result in visible symptoms like the coronavirus? They're transmissible by infected people, but some people may not have any symptoms. Isn't that, that's kind of a...
Well, it depends on the illness. If it's not a deadly illness, who cares? But if it is a potentially deadly illness like COVID-19, then we care a lot.
Right. So that happens. There is a... So with regard to prevention, I think that's something that's on people's minds. Whether, you know, we all know our lives dramatically changed, certainly. Can people get back on track by focusing on prevention? Make sure that their immune system is healthy, as we've been discussing?
Prevention is the key, and, you know, that's why face masks, social distancing, keeping the hands clean and off your face, and also keeping your immune system up. Some vitamin C, vitamin D, some zinc, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, all very important. Eating a healthy diet.
A lot of somebody listening to us in Salt Lake City says that they've heard a lot of talk about peptides. Can they protect from viruses and other diseases? And what's a peptide anyhow?
Well, a peptide is a part of a protein. And, you know, we haven't yet come up with anything that we know of other than the list I just gave you from good science of what we know we can do to prevent.
Right. Lifestyle factors, though, are very important, are they not?
Well, lifestyle is very important. Diet, exercise, sleep, and as we talked about, social distancing. That's the irony. This is an indoor virus. And when we shove people cocoon in their homes, what we're realizing is much of this we're getting from those who we live with. And that's why some of these ideas of closing up and putting everybody inside does that really make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's you and I were just talking off the air about this study again, back to how many contradictions there are here, whether you should, this one doctor who says you shouldn't take CoQ10 and vitamin C. You've been telling me to do that for years.
Well, CoQ10 is naturally made by the body. There are certain drugs, especially statins, which sometimes can decrease the amount of CoQ10. That's a good thing.
That's why you told me to take CoQ10.
It has to have a context. You can't just say, this is good, this is bad. You have to see who it's for and what's the indication.
So it's an individual thing,
yes,
much as anything else. There's no general blanket. It's going to be you. You've got to know
absolutely
in your own life what's
going on.
Personalized
medicine.
Good Day Health. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering his questions, answering your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.